we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Yes, that is my favorite TV theme song. Because I just love the monkeys and I loved the show. Okay, I didn't love the show. I liked it. And even though I was a little bit older and I saw it on repeats with my cousin, he would sing these to me. He had the LPs, and it just takes me back to my innocence when I was little, kindergarten, even though it was, you know, a few years past, like I said, I was catching it on repeat, but yesterday, Sunday, on, it's called Antenna TV, they showed nothing but old TV shows, and you get an hour, two episodes of The Monkees, dating back to, like, the mid-60s, and I used to terrorize my man-child with it, and my beloved, and yeah, so there you have it. And as far as one-hit wonders go, I will have to say that, and this is another theme song that I used to play in a bar called Nectar's. It was my Cheers, and this is what I'd play, and I don't remember the numbers in the jukebox, but I always played it because there was a few lines in there that and I'll remember it. Something about someone telling me it's all gonna be okay or something. I can't remember it. But if you don't know who it is, it's a band called Blind Melon, and it's called No Rain. I just want someone to send me. Oh, 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 I'll always be there when you wait. Yeah, that's it. And I guess the lead singer committed suicide, thinking he was going to be... you know, like, rumor had it that he was thinking on the level of Kurt Cobain, I guess. I don't know. And then my other favorite one-hit wonder was this one. I actually had it on 45. And what makes it even stranger yet is when I was going through my man-child's iTunes, because we had the home sharing, I found this on his iTunes playlist. And he said it was one of the first songs he had because I had it, that I would play it. And I had taken it and made a copy on the CD. And for whatever reason, he said it reminded me of, you know, family trips. I don't even remember if it was my mom's 45, I think. Yeah, I think so. Okay, I don't know why, but when you're playing these songs, do you do what I do and do the chair dance and, like, sing along? But anyway, and then another one. It's not really quite my favorite, but every once in a while, it'll pop into my head for whatever reason, and then I'll have to go listen to it. And it's just really weird because... it was a song that I had on an LP when I was in the early 70s, It was on a kid's album. So, I don't know. It's not a kid's song.
Gets me down, and there's no love to be.